It all relies on good intentions. So the government has dealt with the conflict as best it can by moving its interest in Telstra into the Future Fund. But the fact is that the Future Fund is still part of government. It's still part of the government's accounts. It appears as part of the general government sector. It's one of these bodies that is within government. So even though it's at arm's length from government in terms of day-to-day operations, government still has the power to direct the Future Fund. It's said it won't, but all we have is good intentions. We don't actually resolve the conflict of interest potential until such time as the government actually sells the whole of its shareholding in Telstra, or at least sells down below the control level of 20%.
So now the Future Fund is locked in a discussion about the role it should be playing once it receives the roughly 30% stake of Telstra. What do you see their governance obligations being as a 30% shareholder?
Well, David Murray, who's the head of the Future Fund's board, has said that what they want to be is a wise investor. I think that must be somewhere in between a passive and an active investor. They don't want to be a purely passive investor. A passive investor who doesn't take any interest at all in the companies they own is really not exercising a good role in terms of maximising the value of their shares. Certainly we know that David Murray, from what he said so far, doesn't want to be an active investor, but nonetheless he's going to be somewhere in the middle. We don't know exactly what that's going to be because we haven't been there yet. This is entering new territory. We've not been in this situation before, so we'll just have to see how it pans out.
And what percentage of the Future Fund is the Telstra shareholdings actually going to represent? Like, how much of the Future Fund is going to be Telstra shares?
Well, at the moment, it's only got $8 billion worth of funds, and it'll have whatever surplus the government ends up with once it's added up all the sums from the end of this most recently passed financial year added to it. But the Telstra shareholding far outweighs everything else. It's by far the biggest chunk of stock. So the Future Fund has actually negotiated with the government a deal whereby the performance of Telstra is not going to be assessed when we assess the performance of the Future Fund. If it was just a normal investment fund, they would not be this overweight in Telstra. Investment funds try to balance themselves across different classes of investment. They try not to be totally overweight in just one particular type of stock, in this case Telstra, or whatever it might be. They try not to get over-invested in banks or over-invested in communications or over-invested in property or whatever it happens to be, because a balanced portfolio is better. Now, what the government's done by moving this Telstra share into the Future Fund is made it totally overweight in Telstra.
So that's a governance problem in itself, but leaving that aside, Crikey has hit out at David Murray for his claims that he wants to be a wise investor rather than a controlling shareholder, with Murray saying he wants to act more like an institutional shareholder. But Crikey is concerned with this because they claim that the institutional shareholder culture in Australia is so lax that this doesn't provide any kind of assurance of good governance. What's your response to their assessment of the situation?
I think it's probably unfair to label all institutional investors as part of a cosy little club. Some are, some aren't. Some institutional investors are reasonably active, particularly if they think that a board is underperforming. And this is where the big test is going to be for the Future Fund. It's okay to be a wise investor if you think the board is doing okay. But if, say, 18 months from now, they were to come to the view that the Telstra board really is not performing and isn't adding value, will they then take action? I think that's going to be the time when we'll see really the Future Fund put to the test.